We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
From the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome into the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on a Thursday night. It is the John Chuckery Show, back in the saddle with you here, taking you for the full 4 to 11 o'clock. Streaming online at 929thegame.com. That's where you catch us live, replays of all the shows. Download your radio.com app. Put that on your device to catch us on the go with the cool new feature of listening back in real time. All the social media for the station, you can find us at 929 The Game, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. The best way to follow this particular show, it is through our personal Twitter handles. I am at JMCH316, at JMCH316. That is all of your water cooler talking points. 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. He is back behind the glass for one last night before he heads out on some maternity leave for the next couple of weeks. Jarvis is in the building at JarvisD90, at JarvisD90. So, busy show tonight. Lots to get into with you. We will talk to our Radio.com MLB insider, John Heyman. He will join us as camps breaking all throughout Major League Baseball. Pitchers and catchers have reported across Arizona and Florida. So we'll go around the majors with him, along with some Braves talk as well with John. Always enjoyed John's perspective. He's got a lot of knowledge about the world of Major League Baseball. Tonight at 10 o'clock, we will spend the entire 10 o'clock hour with Jason Longshore. He will be in studio. And he'll come in and hang out with us as basically, you know, we starting next Tuesday, you know, we're into Atlanta United season. As CONCACAF will kick things off, Atlanta United will be at FC Motagua. That will be a 9:30 pregame, 10 o'clock kickoff. We will be on air with you right before that. We will be on air right before pregame, so we'll get you set up and get you ready for all of that. But Jason Longshore going to come in and hang out. You know, we talked to him right as the season ended, and now as the new season is about to begin, we will talk with him as well and get you ready for what is still a championship or bust season for Atlanta United. And obviously lots of turnover on the roster, but still, you know, you look top to bottom, still arguably the most talented team within MLS. So we will get his thoughts about where we stand on all things Atlanta United. We got some AEW tickets to give away tonight as well. So lots of stuff to get into. I want to start because we're going to talk plenty of baseball tonight with you. You know, as I wasn't on before the news came down. And don't worry, I mean, I got lots of folks on Twitter that were saying, man, I can't wait to hear what you... Don't worry. I got plenty to say about the medicine ball man and the GM, so don't worry. We'll get into all that coming up in the next segment. But you know, MLB and more specifically MLB Network is doing their top 100 players, you know, right now in Major League Baseball, and we're now to the point where they're on the last episode of it where they're going to have the top 20 players. Now, thus far, there have been a couple of Braves. I think it's Mike Soroka was at 71, and Ozzie Albies was at like 55. So, you know, listen, a couple of guys already showing up, and two guys you expect. But two names that we have not seen yet on the list, Freddie Freeman and Ronald Acuna Jr. So I would have to full out 1,000% assume, okay, that the Braves are about to land two of the top 20 players in all of Major League Baseball on their roster. Now, I think we all agree Trout's going to be number one. That's not really a surprise, right? Freeman will be in that mix. Cody Bellinger will be in that mix. Christian Yelich will be in that mix. I haven't seen if Scherzer was on the list or not, but you'd figure he'd be right up there. I'm not sure if Clayton Kershaw is on there. I know Bryce Harper was like 33, so he's not in the top 20. You know, Mookie Betts will be on that list as well. I'm guessing Verlander, Garrett Cole, you know, most of the names. But realistically, you know, when you look at it, the Braves are going to get two guys in the top 20. And, you know, listen, we keep talking about the fact of how talented this team is. There's no doubt about it. And I don't think, by the way, I don't buy into the Freddie Freeman is underrated anymore. That was a cute story for a while that's passed it. If anybody's underrated on the Braves, it's how good Ozzie Albies has been, who's now, you know, like I said, 55th on the MLB Top 100 right now list. So if anybody to me is underrated, it'd be Ozzie Albies. I don't think Freddie Freeman anymore. I think everybody understands how great of a player Freddie Freeman is. And obviously coming off of a career year last year. You know, and we've talked about on this show that I do believe that there'll be some different dynamic with Freddie and what his numbers are. Of course, Freddie Freeman last year, 38 homers, 121 RBIs, 113 runs scored, 295 batting average, 389 on base, 549 slugging, 938 OPS. And then, of course, Ronald Acuna Jr., who finished up three steals short of being a 40-40 member, but 127 runs for him, 41 homers, 101 RBIs, 37 steals, 280 with a 365 on base, 518 slugging, and an 883 OPS last year. So no doubt about it. By the way, Josh Donaldson was pretty high up, too. I want to say Josh Donaldson was like in the top, I want to say he was maybe like 26 or 27, somewhere around in that range. So he was pretty high up on the list as well after his big bounce back season with 96 runs, 37 homers, 94 RBIs himself, and 100 walks last year, which led the Braves, by the way. So, listen, we talked about this multiples of times. The Braves, again, don't take a backseat to anybody in Major League Baseball when you talk about the amount of talent that they have, both on the Major League roster. Of course, we know that, you know, still one of the deepest farm systems in all of, you know, all of baseball. Certainly, you know, one of the deepest farm systems throughout the majors. So there is, you know, there is a lot to get excited about, you know, and the Braves are immensely talented. So they're not doing this on smoke and mirrors or anything like this. And, you know, this isn't, you know, they're got some diamonds in the rough, or, you know, just they're a bunch of overachievers or whatever like that. No, they're immensely talented. They've got tons and tons of talent on this team. That's why I get frustrated. That's why you hear the frustration at times in my voice, because I want them to put it all together. You know, when you have this much talent on one team, you want to put it all together. You don't have two of the top 20 baseball players in all of the major leagues and not, you know, and not consider yourself a World Series contender with all of that. So should be curious to see. I'm going to be kind of watching to see what where those guys end up, you know, where those guys finish, you know, as far as could they both be in the top 10? I don't know, maybe. You know, I'm sure right now people look at Ronald Acuna Jr., you know, as one of the real up-and-coming superstars in all of Major League Baseball, certainly with the season that he had, you know, maybe one of the three or four most exciting players in Major League Baseball. You know, I think we'll get the usual suspects. Trout will finish up at number one. I wouldn't be surprised if Betts and Bellinger and Christian Yelich aren't, you know, two, three, four, you know, somewhere somewhere in that top five, you know, somewhere in that from two to, you know, six somewhere, seven maybe. You know, probably Garrett Cole or Justin Verlander probably, you know, squeeze in there as a pitcher. You know, so I you know, there'll be some of that. You know, it'll be the usual suspects out there. But, you know, it's very possible that you know, Freddie or Ronald will be in the top 10 when all is said and done. I would guess one of those guys, you would think. And my guess would be probably Acuna. Freddie will probably be just on the outside of the top 10. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he comes in at like, you know, 12 or 13 or somewhere around in that range. But, you know, I don't believe that Freddie Freeman is underrated anymore. I think that time has passed. And like I said, I think Ozzie Albies is the guy that if you want to talk about underrated, he's the guy. He's the guy when you talk about underrated players in Major League Baseball and how good he has been, by the way. You know, last year, Ozzie with 24 homers, 86 RBIs, 102 runs scored, 15 steals, 295 with a .500 slugging percentage at second base and an .852 OPS. By the way, his OPS was only 30 points below what Ronald Acuna was. And when you think about Ozzie Albies, too, and the fact that he hits all over the lineup, you know, he's hit leadoff, he's hit second, he's hit seventh, he's hit eighth, he's hit fifth, he's hit sixth. I mean, you know, short of hitting, you know, third, fourth, you know, he's hit just about everywhere else in this lineup for this team. I mean, he's been the guy that you could plug into all different types of spots, you know, and get good production out of him. I like Ozzie in a run-producing role. I mean, I like when, you know, when I got guys that are going to give me 20 or 30 home runs, I like to see those guys in their run-producing roles, not always right up at the top of the order. So we'll keep up to date with all that, and we'll see where Freddie and Ronald end up on this top 20 list. Speaking of the Braves, when we get back, time to hand it to the prospects. That's what you got them for. We'll explain all that next. Chuck with the Key Studios, Sports Radio 910 The Game. Hey, the Atlanta Hawks have released their 2020-2021 season ticket memberships for the upcoming regular season on Hawks.com. Hawks season ticket membership is for fans who want access to the best benefits and who are interested in purchasing seats for the entire season. Go to Hawks.com for more info on season ticket memberships. It is the John Chuckery Show, back with you here on a Thursday evening, 404-741-0929. That is the phone line. That is also the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to interact with us. Don't forget, follow us on social media, the best way to keep up with the show. I'm at JMCH316, at JMCH316. He is at Jarvis D90. By the way, Jarvis is last night before he heads out on some maternity leave as the little one is going to be coming either tomorrow or Saturday, and he'll be a daddy a second time over with all of that. So we got the bad news yesterday as Braves opened pitchers and catchers reporting, opened up their camp. One guy not there, you know, their $18 million. You know, that guy that y'all told me, you know, the World Series MVP. Oh, he's a bulldog. Oh, they need that veteran presence and all that, you know. Huh. The guy, you know, I was telling you that he can't stay healthy anymore and he's not been effective in the playoffs and, you know, all those things that I tried to warn you about. Now, I did have to laugh on Twitter because, you know, I was getting things, you know, on some of the tweets ranging from, well, you know, we need him more in September than we do in April. Oh, you do? Oh, because I will tell you, if things go right, you don't need him to pitch. If things really go right, it should be Soroka, Fried, Fulte. That should be enough to get you through a playoff series, right? Or am I missing something? So, no, don't agree with that. But, no, listen, this is what you get when you give a bunch of money to a guy who hasn't been overly productive, hasn't been overly healthy, and you sell and you spin everybody on the idea of what the guy could be. And, you know, we were, you know, people got all mad when I ranted, and you know, it's somewhere there in the archives when I just ranted about, you know, this Cole Hamels signing. I didn't buy it then, don't buy it now. Am I surprised by the news? Not a bit. Why would you be? How hard was it to read the tea leaves that tell you this is a guy past his prime, can't stay healthy, and what you get's what you get? Cole Hamels isn't an $18 million pitcher, but that's what he got. Is he worth $18 million? Yes. Why? Because that's what the market gave him. That's how I always say it. I don't knock anybody's hustle. I'm not mad that he got $18 million. But, you know, at the same time, they've managed to hold on to their precious prospects. So now this becomes the deal. Okay? Now it's time to find out everything about all these precious prospects. Since, heaven forbid, the general manager was not going to part ways with any of those guys. Now you better, now that you got that, that Cole Hamels isn't there for spring training, who knows? He's not even going to be evaluated, by the way, for 3 more weeks. You understand that? He won't be evaluated for 3 more weeks. And I'm here, well, it wasn't really much of an injury. Really? How do you get injured in life and you won't even get reevaluated until 3 weeks has passed? Like, you have an injury that keeps you out of work for a minimum of 3 weeks. And, oh, that's not real serious. Oh, okay. For a 30-something-year-old pitcher, huh? Okay. All right. Forget how old Cole Hamels is. I want to be fair to him and what his age is. 36 years old. He just turned 36 back a couple of days after Christmas time out there. So now here's the deal. This is where you trot out every one of these prospects and use every bit of them and find out everything that you possibly can. There should be no slowing down. They don't need to go get another veteran. You know, I heard people, you know, and people start talking about, well, maybe this opens the door for Felix Hernandez. To do what? To do what? Get some minor league work? He's done nothing to tell you that he's ready to be a regular major league pitcher on a roster. Certainly not a World Series contending team. Maybe he's going to have an epiphany. I don't know. But this should be all about Bryce Wilson and Ian Anderson and, you know, Tukey and everybody else. And in all honesty, if a couple of those guys ball out during spring training, then I want to see them up on the major league roster. As I keep saying this, you can't have it both ways. You can't keep selling everybody about your precious prospects and then we're not going to use them. Or that's what we got Cole Hamels or Felix Hernandez. Uh-uh. No. You've decided to hold on to all those guys knowing that they all can't pitch on your roster. So it's time to figure out who's in, who's out. And you know what? Expose them to use them as trade bait. Seriously. If Bryce Wilson, you know, looks like he might have, if you need to use him as trade bait for something, use him as trade. Remember we went back to, you know, Braves Fest, Cup Chop Fest a couple weeks ago? Terry McGuirk told AA, oh, do what you got to do, man. Go make your bold move. If there's a big move to be made out there and you can get it, do it, man. Okay. So this is where all these prospects have to start trotting themselves out and finding their wares for 1 or 2 pitching rotation spots. I don't want to hear anybody tell me about going to sign a veteran or we need a veteran arm. Don't want to hear that. You got your veteran arms. And by the way, you built your organization on all your pitching prospects. Time to use them. Tick tock, tick tock. Time to use them. Looking at my watch, okay, when do we see these guys? We talk about them. We have glowing terms for them. Time to use them and use them a lot. So, you know, I'm not surprised by Cole Hamels. Why should you be? Got a 36-year-old broken-down pitcher. You know Cole Hamels is? A 36-year-old broken-down pitcher whose best days are long behind him. There's no magic in that genie bottle that you keep hoping for. I mean, if, you know, again, I don't even know how many starts that I would have put Cole Hamels down to start with. You know, I certainly didn't have him down to give me 30 starts. So these guys got to step up. You may have to have two rotation spots. Yeah. Anybody got a heartbeat out there? Because I think Sean Newcomb's going to get a chance to claim one of those spots back. But that doesn't mean it's sold that he's the guy for sure. The only three guys that I guarantee you that are the starting rotation are Soroka, Freed, and Fulte. And after that, Newcomb's in play for a spot. You know, other guys are going to be in play for a spot. Kyle Wright or Bryce Wilson or whoever. I don't really care. I really and truly don't care what the name is, you know, on the back of the jersey at this point. Just get those young guys and start trotting them out there. And let's start figuring some things out. Because it's moving day now. Now it's moving time. And it's time to figure out who we got that's worth keeping, who you got that you need to move or, you know, make some kind of deal with or what have you. I don't care if that's Tukey or Bryce Wilson or Kyle Wright, you know, or Ian Anderson. Whatever name you want to try. At this point, I could care less about what the names are with all of these guys. Just tell me who can pitch and who can't pitch. And the guys that can pitch, keep them up on the big club. The guys who can't, either keep them down the minors or try to move on from them if you can. You know? And I really don't have a whole lot of fear, by the way, about the starting rotation. And a lot of that has to do with the top two guys up there. I think Mike Soroka is about to become the, you know, one of the premier pitchers in all of Major League Baseball. You know, you look at ERA Plus, which kind of factors in home and road and different things like that. You know, Soroka was as good as there was in Major League Baseball last year. You know, he had a terrific season. And I really do believe that he's the guy that's about to step forward and really grab that brass ring and really become the ace of this pitching staff that the Braves, you know, let's face it, they've been looking for that ace since the three Hall of Famers left, right? You know, that guy who's just, you know, start in, start out, consistently, you know, there for this team. I think that's Mike Soroka. And if Max Fried can figure out a few rough outings, you know, here and there, you know, one thing about Freed is, you know, he was resilient and, you know, he certainly won a pretty good amount of games, you know, for this team. ERA maybe was a little bit higher than what you'd like, you know, out of him, but certainly he did win a number of games. And Foltynewicz, I mean, listen, I think in the regular season, I don't really have a problem with putting Mike Foltynewicz in the mix of being like your third or your fourth starter. In the playoffs, though, I'd never trust him again in any kind of high leverage situation, ever. In fact, he'd have to really ball out for me to want to feel good about giving him a playoff start, considering some of his track record over the last couple of years. So, listen, this is what you built your organization around, right? There's all these pitching prospects that we've been sold that, you know, that narrative, and we've been sold that bus pass now for years and years about these are the guys, these are the next wave of guys. Okay, now it's time to start figuring out. Tell me, tick tock, tick tock. Who's in? Who's out, man? Who's gonna be? Who needs to be looked at as part of a Chris Bryant trade or whatever? And who's gonna be up here? And I hope we get away from some of the, you know, Partridge Family Gwinnett shuttle bus that we had last year. The going from Smyrna to Buford and back, you know, that constant nonstop narrative of all these guys. Take a couple of guys and roll with them. It's the back end of your rotation. You have a very talented team. Roll with one or two of those guys. Let them take their lumps. Let them figure out how to pitch through it. I don't understand how you have a bad outing, you go down to Gwinnett, how that helps you. I don't understand that. I don't get how that helps you to figure out how to overcome adversity up at the major league level, you know? So I'm hoping that the shuttle bus this year doesn't use nearly as much fuel as what it was using last year to get back and forth between Smyrna and Buford. All right, when we get back, there are a lot of reports about the Falcons parting ways with Devontae Freeman. If they did, What is his legacy, and where does he rank among some of the best running backs of all time in Atlanta? Talk about him next. Chuck McKee Studios, Sports Radio 929 The Game. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Welcome back into the Kia Studios on the John Chuckery Show. 404-741-0929 is the phone line. It's also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to interact with us. Don't forget to follow us on social media. The station's at 929 The Game. I'm at JMCH316. He is at JarvisD90 at JarvisD90. We'll be talking to John Heyman coming up at 8:20 tonight. We'll get his thoughts about the Braves and goings-on around Major League Baseball as the Houston Astros had their, I don't know what you want to call that today, their PR rehab tour that was in full effect today. So one of the storylines that keeps kind of getting written about and kind of talked about a little bit is the idea of what the Atlanta Falcons are going to do and who they're going to move on from. And one name that does seem to kind of come up fairly consistently, and it's understandable why, is Devontae Freeman. Now, of course, Freeman coming off last year, a season that certainly, you know, I think in a lot of ways was a disappointment for him. 14 games started, only 656 rushing yards last year, only two rushing touchdowns. He did have 59 catches for 410 yards and four touchdowns there. So still, you know, a guy who gives you some, you know, dual threat, but certainly not the running back that he was just a few years ago, you know, especially when you talk about like the Super Bowl season and such with this team. So if the Falcons decide to move on from Devontae Freeman, what is kind of his legacy with this team? You know, he is a guy that was what, a fourth-round draft pick for this team. Let's see, what was the official overall pick? Yeah, fourth-round, 103rd overall in the 2014 NFL draft. As it stands right now, he is sixth all-time on the career rushing list. Now, he's a good bit away from, you know, where the top five are all time. Riggs is number one at 6,631 yards. Michael Turner with over 6,000 yards at two. William Andrews third with almost 6,000. Dunn had almost 6,000. Jamal had 5,336 yards. Then you go to Devontae Freeman, and he's down at 3,972. So 1,400, yeah, almost 1,400 yards difference between, you know, Devontae getting into the top five. When you talk about rushing touchdowns, he is fourth all time. Only Michael Turner, Gerald Riggs, and Jamal Anderson rank higher. Believe it or not, fifth on that list is T.J. Duckett, which is one of those crazy kinds of things, you know, one of those crazy kinds of stats that you may not think about out there. You know, listen, he's been a guy who, you know, has certainly probably outplayed his comp. By the way, he's 14th all-time. I was just looking this up, too, in career receptions. 257 career receptions. He's actually got more receptions for his Falcons career than Brian Finneran, Mohamed Sanu, Warrick Dunn, Alfred Jackson, Gerald Riggs, a bunch of the running backs and wide receivers. You know, Jamal Anderson, guys like that, even Billy White Shoes Johnson and such. You know, certainly running the football is going to be an important element to get back with this team. One of the worst rushing teams in the NFL this past year, and certainly when they needed to line up and push a pile forward and run it effectively on short yardage, they were not able to do all of that. But, you know, Freeman has been a pretty reliable back. You know, he's, you know, is he, you know, if I said he's about sixth right where he ranks, you know, all time on the rushing list, that's probably about where you would have him. When you talk about all time leading rushers for this team or all time leading running backs for this team, I think we look at Riggs and Michael Turner, and I say all the time, Michael Turner is the best free agent signing that the Falcons have ever had, the Atlanta Falcons have ever had. So I would put those guys certainly above him. William Andrews, I'd put above him. Warrick, I think, is an interesting one. He had a lot of yards. Freeman had more touchdowns and more receptions than what Warrick Dunn did. Warrick Dunn also ran the football almost 500 more times, about 460 more times than what Devontae Freeman did. And remember, T.J. Duckett was that touchdown vulture, that combination of him and Warrick Dunn. So, you know, Devontae certainly has been a productive member of the Falcons, probably somewhere in that 5-6 range when you talk about all-time running backs for this team. You know, certainly, you know, he's been better than Tevin Coleman for this franchise, probably better than Lynn Cain. I'd say, yeah, he's definitely better than Lynn Cain. Craig Hayward, T.J. Duckett, Eric Pegram, guys that when you start talking about that next group of running backs, you know, where does he, you know, rank out there? So he's had a good career for the Falcons. He's certainly been here a part of, you know, what has been the most successful run for this franchise. Certainly was a definite cog and a piece in the year that they went to the Super Bowl. Was certainly an important guy to have, you know, on that team out there. He's not one of the one or two or three best running backs, I think, in the history of the franchise. But he had some really good years. You know, that 2015-2016 where he was almost 1,100 yards, 11 rushing touchdowns in each of those years. By the way, led the NFL in rushing touchdowns in 2015 with 11. And most importantly is, you know, he played in 31 of those games that year. Played in 14 last year. Of course, had the injury plague 2018 where he literally only went for 68 yards that entire season out there. He certainly is one of the best, if not the best, two-way when you talk about rushing and receiving. Probably the best two-way back that the Falcons have ever had. Talk about a guy who's been a big part of the passing game, 257 receptions for a couple of thousand yards and 11 touchdowns. And by the way, he set a personal high last year in receiving touchdowns with the four that he had, that bested his number from 2013 where he had three. That's the year where he had 73 receptions out there. It's been a good career. I don't think it's been great. He's done some really good things. You know, I'm not 100% convinced that the Falcons are going to move on from Devontae Freeman. I'm not sure that they have guys that they inherently feel like that they could trust, and I don't think they're going to use real high capital on a running back. Like, I don't think they would go for DeAndre Swift at 16 or something like that. I would hope not, considering how many needs that this team really has, first and foremost being pass rush. And I don't care which one of those guys you like, but, you know, drafting that next young pass rusher, you gotta put some capital into that, unless you're going to tell me that they're going to, you know, draft a really top-flight defensive tackle or something like that that can also rush. Or, you know, like an Isaiah Simmons who can get after the quarterback some and can do a lot of different things out there. So I still might be a little bit surprised that Devontae gets cut, even though there's a lot of reports out there that he's one of the guys that they're eyeballing. This will all take place here, you know, pretty quickly here as we get toward the end of February and head toward March. You know, free agency will really get cranked up at that point out there. You know, since I've been around Atlanta, he's been, you know, a really good player for this franchise. You know, this is not exactly a who's who of Hall of Fame caliber running backs that the Atlanta Falcons have had. It's not like they've had Tony Dorsett and Emmitt Smith and Ezekiel Elliott and, you know, this lineage of guys are like the Steelers, you know, with Franco Harris and Jerome Bettis and, you know, a long lineage of really good, you know, players at the running back spot for the Falcon. It's been some guys that are pretty good, but maybe not always, you know, great. Gerald Riggs, you know, he even did some good things, you know, for the Redskins after leaving the Atlanta Falcons. Michael Turner, when he was done in Atlanta, he was done in Atlanta. But, you know, to me, there's no denying the fact that he's the best free agent signing that this club has ever had. He just completely was that piece that was missing in 08 when, you know, the Falcons moved on from Warrick Dunn. He left out, you know, he retired from the league at that point. They didn't have a running back. They were drafting a rookie quarterback. They had a head coach who wanted to run the football first, an offense coordinator that wanted to run the football first. Michael Turner was just a perfect guy. He didn't have a lot of that beat-up factor or anything like that on him, having played behind LaDainian Tomlinson. So, you know, I've always said I think he's, you know, the best free agent acquisition the Falcons have made. So we will see if Devontae Freeman is going to go anywhere, but a lot of reports out there that he's going to be one of those cap casualties to help free up some money and go with some of the youth movement that they've got out there. All right, the Spartans officially named their head coach. Speaking of Georgia tie-ins, give you that story next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios on Sports Radio, 910 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.